From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order on travel to the U.S. is already taking hold. Authorities say several people have been detained at airports within the United States, and others have been barred from boarding international flights destined for the United States. The executive order went into effect immediately on Friday night, banning citizens of seven major Muslim countries and stranding some at airports mid-journey. President Trump spoke recently about the intent of his executive order.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here. We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas.
In addition to barring residents of Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, the executive order put to a permanent ban on admission of Syrian refugees and a 120-day ban on all other refugees entering the country. A senior White House official said President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin talked on Saturday in a scheduled phone call. The official did not provide details about what was discussed, but the two leaders were expected to talk about the future of U.S. sanctions that were imposed on Russia after its 2014 annexation of Crimea. Mr. Trump was noncommittal Friday about whether he would consider lifting the sanctions. Trump spoke earlier with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, one of five leaders he was slated to speak with on Saturday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Britain's